Info.
And we are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 7 minutes inside the hour on a Tuesday morning. Lagos, Nigeria, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us again. This is the last 1 hour of the show called The Morning Crossfire. Today we're looking at the prospect of agricultural export in 2023. Today let's talk about the current state of agriculture and agribusiness sector in Nigeria. How impressive and, if you like, unimpressive is the agricultural sector, and how can we make the area of that economy, of our economy, even more attractive as we gear up for the 2023 polls and even beyond the polls? I'm saying this because this year alone is being forecast that the global economy will see recession in a third of the global economies. Countries all over the world would slip into recession this year, which means, you know what that means, actually. Bad for citizens of these economies. Also, here in Nigeria, inflation has been on the rise now for God knows when. You know how hard it is for you to purchase something in the market. Even food inflation is something else entirely, completely out of the reach of the poor masses. Also, in Nigeria, this is an election year. And when you have elections, any year you have elections, there's bound to be that sluggish economic movement, sluggish economic growth, either upward or downward. Regardless, it will be very, very sluggish. So, yeah, this is why this conversation is very, very imperative. Okay, on January 3, 2023, this day, newspaper reported, referencing the National Bureau of Statistics, that the food sector witnessed significant growth that ushered fresh hope for farmers in 2023. According to that report, according to the National Bureau of Statistics, the agricultural sector in the first quarter of 2022 grew by 3.16% year-on-year in real terms. The sector grew by 13.83% year-on-year in real terms for the second quarter of 2022. The sector also grew by 1.34% year-on-year in nominal terms in Q3 of 2022, showing an increase of 7.47% point from the same quarter of 2021. So if you compare the growth of the agri sector in 2021 and 2022, it felt better in 2022, but we can do a lot better than the record that we have. Now, how best can Nigeria now tackle the already projected massive hunger crisis ahead of August? Remember that the same 2022 witnessed the flooding that swept away so many farmland. So you could put that into consideration as well. And what can be done, technologically to make sure that, losses due to weather-related conditions are minimized, so that farmers can at least see something put for pocket. About 25.5 million people will face food insecurity across Nigeria between June and August of 2023. So please brace yourself for that. That's according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. Hence the reason why we have an expert here who, as a matter of fact, I need to just state here that he is the chief executive officer of 3T Impex Consulting Limited. In fact, he has a show here on Nigeria Info, a weekly show here on Nigeria Info. He's also a certified international trade specialist. Dr. Bamidele Ayemibo joins us right now virtually. Dr. Ayemibo, good morning to you. Thank you for giving us your time this morning to talk.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. Before the show, we played a soundbite of Aldo Ogbe, former Agric Minister, who says something about... I want us to start from there so we can give a very good background to our conversation, who was talking about how Nigeria is import dependent, heavily, heavily dependent on import. Could you, as someone who is an expert, a certified international trade expert, could you please break it down for us, what an import-dependent economy, what it means, really?
You know, some people put it this way, and I agree with you completely, that when you import, rather, you actually export jobs and import poverty. Because to think of the fact that most of the items we're importing are not raw materials to be able to use to manufacture goods, but rather finished goods, which means we are creating jobs in another country. But Nigeria, but I must say also that Nigeria import is still very low compared to some other countries. Only that a country like South Africa import per capita is higher than Nigeria. Only that most of those countries import products that are used for manufacturing. We should be importing more as a nation, but we should not be importing food. We should be importing raw materials to be able to produce and be able to create jobs. So import-wise, we are doing a lot of import of what we have business importing, and people are buying because there's a market for it. Because if we have effective competition locally in terms of people producing locally, those import will not come in. So let's look at rice, for example. Look at rice. Rice, if you check import item, as in on the date of import in Nigeria, rice is not there. But rice is not aligned to Nigeria right now because we produce a lot locally. But when you check the rice import volume of our neighbor, and by our neighbor, I mean Benin Republic.
Benin Republic, okay.
Benin Republic import a quarter of rice imported by Africa. For me, that's very instructive. If Benin Republic, a country less than population of Lagos, importing a quarter of what a whole of Africa imports, that tells you clearly majority of that rice is escaping into Nigeria. Now, why is it able to enter Nigeria? There is demand. So if we are producing enough locally to be able to meet the demand and at a very reasonable price, the importer will not have a market.
Why, so, Dr. Amy, why are we not producing enough rice locally to meet our local consumption and even maybe for export purposes? Why? What are those factors responsible for that?
It's not just rice. Now, there's a product I have been trying to talk to agronomists to educate me on. And the product is called soybeans.
Soya.
Soybeans is a very interesting one for me. And the reason is because soybeans market size in the world is about $60 billion.
No way.
Cocoa beans is less than $10 billion. When you put all the major agriculture from Nigeria, cocoa, cashew, ginger, sesame, all of them are not up to $20 billion market demand.
All of them put together.
All of them. According to 2019 data, 2020 data, they are not up to 20 billion quadri. Soya beans alone is almost 60 billion. But Nigeria is not doing well in soya beans export because our cost of production is off the roof. Our cost of production is off the roof. So when a client that wants to export and we try to check, when we look at the price we are offering, what other countries are offering, sometimes times two of the cost other countries are offering. That's why we can't do a lot in wheat. India was able to cover up for the gap created by Ukraine and Russia, but we're not able to. Even though Nigeria produce wheat. And by the way, Nigeria spends about $1 billion importing wheat every year. Now, so there's a challenge with our production. I think the cost of production, infrastructure to move the goods from the farm to the fork. But more importantly, you know, the majority of our farmers are peasants. I know there are a number of commercial agri going on, but God, it's not enough compared to our size as a nation. If I'm going to drive down those costs of production, apart from getting improved variants, I think we need to increase the efficiency in our production process by ensuring that we are fully mechanized so as to drive down the cost as much as possible. But currently, our cost of production is very high. That's why foreign rice can come in. In fact, you get to the market, they will ask you, do you want local rice or foreign rice? And there's no, and we don't even pause according to the record. But the market, they will say, you don't want local or foreign. Because the foreign is coming in regularly.
Regardless of the ban, there's a market for it. Look, I mean, but we'll come to the policies in a moment. Like I said earlier in my intro, this year could be very tricky in a way economically. So let's double down on those crops, those cash crops that the Nigerian listening to me right now that may want to be thinking of going into agri-export should focus on. You've mentioned soya beans, you mentioned cocoa, you mentioned other things. What are those areas that people should look at? And we'll also talk about the processes as well. From your wealth of experience, I would like for you to share, you know, the process involved as well. Please, let's start with the cash crops first. For those who are interested in going into export business, agri-export business, what are those crops that, you know, they should focus on?
Agri-export business, you can do commodity, intermediate, and finished goods. Let me give you some data before I talk about what I think we should focus on.
Right.
This is based on world data of commodity trade. Primary products. Now, this is looking at a total export volume of about 20 trillion. Primary product.
Yeah.
It's just about $2.5 trillion primary product. Intermediate product is about almost $8 trillion. Consumer goods, that's finished product, ready for consumption.
Yeah.
About $4 trillion. And capital goods, about $3 trillion. So the question we should ask ourselves as a nation, as a people, is where do we want to play? So if we play in the primary product, we are restricting ourselves to just about $2.5 trillion. If we restrict ourselves to primary, if you decide to process into intermediate, and that's what many countries are doing, that's almost $8
trillion. Okay.
If we move down into consumer goods,
finished goods,
we are playing with about $5 trillion. So let's say primary about $3 trillion, intermediate about $8 trillion, finished good about $5 trillion. So we need to now decide, where do we want to play? Primary, intermediate, or finished? Of course, if indeed we really want to grow trade volume, export volume, generate enough foreign exchange, in order to be able to reverse the trend that Adogbe mentioned in your intro,
right,
we should be focusing on intermediate and consumer goods, I mean finished goods. So either you are looking at cocoa or ginger or gum arabi or sesame seed or shrimps. Now, let me look at the one that as at last year, that's 2021. 2022 data, we are still waiting for it. 2021 major agri exports, cocoa beans, sesame seed, cashew nut in shell, and cashew nut shelled. That's cashew kernel.
Right.
Coconut, frozen shrimps, ginger, flour products, ornamental flowers, and fresh flowers, and hibiscus flowers. And Brazil now. This product up the commodity export. And I mean commodity export.
That's right, Mibo. Before you move on from there, can you list the last four again? We lost you due to network at some point. The last four. Yes.
I mentioned Brazil nut.
Okay.
Flour product like hibiscus flour, ornamental flour, both fresh and dry.
Okay.
Ginger. Ginger, not crushed, okay. Not grounded.
Okay.
Frozen shrimps,
okay. All right. Now, you said...
Go on,
doctor.
Okay, I always say these are the top agri exports. Now, but you'll notice on this list, you will find corn. Now, corn is prohibited for export in Nigeria. And I can understand why. Because we're not producing enough and we need a lot locally. But, you know, just I think about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, just before COVID, there was corn import into Nigeria, a shipload of corn import. And people were, the farmer were outraged. Why would you be bringing so much of corn into Nigeria? At that time, a ton, 1,000 kg of corn was about 120,000 naira per metric ton. Could you guess the landed cost of that product that was imported from India?
Tell us. You said what?
40,000.
40,000.
So what do you expect?
Of course.
The manufacturer who is going to use it to produce to do. So, but the market, but this I refer to corn, that the market size for corn is about 30 billion. 30 billion. You know, sometimes, so I begin to wonder sometimes, still I see we are attached to some product, like our umbilical cord is attached to them, like because we've done it for many years. If indeed we are looking for Forex, there's some product government must by policy focus on that. We want to support this key product. And a crop like corn should be one of them. A crop, not just the three modern irrigation. If you go to the area where you have to have, where we have irrigation, probably 2 or 3 times a year. And then you can do massive volume of corn production,
right,
more than enough for local manufacturing company to be able to use, but more importantly, for export market.
Dr. Ayemibo, you know what we're going to do? Let's pause here and take a very short break. When we return from the break, we'll talk some more about those processes, because my listener heard when you categorize the exports into three, and they may have questions as to what you mean and how, you know, what those terms. What you meant by those terms? They may have questions on that. So I would like for you to break those things, you know, down from the original to intermediate to the finished goods and all of that. We can use one.
All right.
We can use one crop as an example to break it down into three, to explain further, so people can have better understanding. Then we open up the phone lines as well for, you know, someone who is willing to go into agri and, you know, would love for you to ask you some questions. We would open up the phone lines for them to engage. So Lagos, please stay with us. Dr. Ayemibo is still here. He's an expert when it comes to international trade. That's why we brought him here. He has a weekly show on Nigeria Info as well. You need to stay tuned to Nigeria Info, because what we do basically is just to inform and educate you. And we're doing same today. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
The number one talk station of Lagos is closer to you than ever.
Join the conversation on...
Every day is a new experience for me here. And look, see how excited I was coming into this studio. It was like a kid in a candy shop. What I enjoy doing the most here, let me put it in my own words, is Dear Bumi, because it's relaxing, it's hilarious. And of course, I, for the life of me, I would never miss doing programs with Sheriff in the morning. It's one of the best, that's what keeps me alive and going. I think the one that I would remember the most, believe you me, is the one I did with Made Kuti, Femi's son. Every time I looked at, you know, every time I think of the young guy, I feel so inspired, because I'm always thinking of tomorrow. I'm youth driven. I'm not saying I'm a youth, though, but I'm youth driven. Oh, the best thing about being a radio show host is when people hold your hand in public, they pray for you, they send you messages and appreciate what you're doing. Because it's, apart from it being a big job, it's a sacrifice. If you want to do this job well, it is a big, big sacrifice. I'm not known to be a liar. I'm somebody who, and the reason why I don't lie about such things is I don't want to be caught out. Okay, so if I overslept, you hear me on radio saying, sorry, I came late, I overslept. I don't want anybody telling me that this is what happened. You know, I'm very conscious of that. So I don't think I ever lied not to be on air. And I've called ahead to say, because I'm a professional to the call, and you can ask those who work with me. If I can't make it, sometimes I'd call Sharif in the morning and say, Sharif, oh, let me. I'm tired. If I'm tired, I'm tired, you know. So I don't think I've been caught out as such. I can't remember any time.
Star 671 to send and receive money or deposit and withdraw cash to pay for lights or and cable TV below. If fast to save is simple, it better pass in cash. 671.
Just dial *671# to open a Momo wallet today or download Momo app from Google or Apple Play Store. Life is simpler with Momo. Better than cash. Deposit your old Naira notes into your Momo wallet at the nearest Momo agent outlet on or before 31st January 2023.
Please listen to this public service announcement. Are you or anyone around you having rashes on the face, hands, feet, and any part of the body that may be filled with liquid or pus? With or without a sudden fever, headache, body pain, and weakness? You may be infected with monkeypox. Monkeypox is an infectious disease transmitted from animals to humans and from humans to humans. To protect yourself and loved ones, avoid contact with sick or dead animals. Avoid skin-to-skin contact with persons infected with or showing symptoms of monkeypox. Do not share or handle clothing and pet items of an infected person. Stay safe by washing your hands frequently with soap under running water, especially after caring for or visiting sick people. Early detection saves lives.
If you or anyone around you shows symptoms, please visit the nearest health facility for treatment to help stop the spread of the disease. This message is brought to you by the Federal Ministry of Health, NCDC, and partners.
Share Hollandia goodness this season.
Yeah. Shubano.
Yeah, bro.
Life is simple when you dial star 671 Nash. No closing time. No closing
free Nigeria income.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're back on the Crossfire, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we've been talking export, agri-export on the show this morning. I have Dr. Ayimibo on the show, and it's been quite informative, I should add. It's quite informative, and I'm enjoying myself with quite a number of things I've heard this morning on the show. Thank you all for being a part of the Crossfire today. Dr. Ayimibo, thank you for giving us your time to break some of these things down. We sincerely and honestly appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
So let's quickly start with, before calls are coming in already, let's start with the last question about, you know, using one commodity as an example to differentiate between those classes that you mentioned earlier.
Okay, so we have primary products, intermediate, and the consumer goods. So if you look at shea nuts, that will be the primary product. Intermediate will be shea butter, and the cream made of shea butter will be the consumer product. For cocoa, it will be cocoa, raw cocoa, cocoa butter, chocolate. For soya, it will be soya beans meal, and soya milk. For cashew nut, it will be raw cashew nut, cashew kernel, and roasted cashew nut. And remember, the intermediate and the consumer take up more than about 75% of the total, at least more than about 60-70% of the total trade in the world.
Right.
So if we're going to be trading, it will be good for us to move away from primary products to move into intermediate and consumer. I know there are a lot of talk around this. People talk about challenges and the like. And I will not deny the fact that those challenges does not exist. I'm just talking about the fact that if we want to really benefit maximally from what we produce,
right,
we should move from primary to intermediate and to the consumer goods.
How large is the space when we talk about agri export? Is the space congested or the space is scantily occupied?
It's scantily occupied, Godfrey. Total number of importers in Nigeria as of 2013, according to a data made available at an event by a CBN official, as of 2013 or 14, it was over 50,000. And I'm being conservative, it was actually more than that. Now, let's say COVID has affected, maybe some people have fallen out in and out. Yeah. Maybe we say have about 30, 40 now. As at last year, total exporter in Nigeria, according to an inspection agent who handled this transaction, it's not 1,000 people. 1,000 businesses. So when you look at the number of businesses in the space, it's so small. Which is the reason why we must aggressively support businesses to go into export. If we really want to grow that sector.
Right.
Because currently, the number of businesses that are very small. But a lot of businesses that have potential to do it, I'm not looking at it because, of course, a lot of challenges in the sector,
yeah,
and how to be able to overcome those challenges is what I think we can also talk about later.
What can government do? Let's talk about it now, Dr. Ayimibo. What can government do for businesses to be able to, I mean, to make it attractive, exporting agri product, to make it attractive for businesses to go into it?
There was something that the CBN did for agri. They set up an agency called NYSAL, who helps to cushion the effect of likely loss if a bank is funded. So apart from the insurance by NAIC, if I take a guarantee, they can give a guarantee to a bank to be able to fund export. As a matter of fact, they also give an incentive to the farmer for paying back the loan on agri.
Oh.
But CBN only started something recently on 65 naira to a dollar for, which is a good initiative. But in addition, banks are a bit concerned about the fact that the space is not ripe yet, so they are not able to advance as much as they should. Even though a report recently showed that 94% of loan requests by banks for export are rejected. Eventually, the report also showed by 11% of the participants in that survey showed that they eventually got it. Even 94 were rejected, some of them eventually got it. Now, I can't blame the bank, even the bank have capacity issue also, but even on the exporter. But both the bank and the exporter need the help of the government. Can we have something similar in agri export such that you can support with guarantee to the bank with a minimal requirement? You know, Kodri, when you hear about how much is being stolen in Nigeria sometimes,
yeah,
I'm wondering why some government agencies are afraid to take risk on their people. This is what country does abroad. Why can't you take risk on exporters? Give guarantee to bank, reduce the requirement to make a lot of exporters be able to come in so that bank can finance both production and export to grow the volume. If we don't finance, we cannot grow that sector. CBN has come up with a lot of initiative. My concern is that the bank is still carrying the majority of the risk. The bank will look for other businesses that he would, because the bank is not in the business of taking the necessary risk.
Right.
So
right,
the government needs to support by giving guarantee to bank with the minimum requirement. And then an agency like Nexim Bank, which they must be commended for coming up with export credit insurance, but the insurance which ensure your proceed in case you don't get paid is only covering political risk. It's not covering counterparty risk, commercial risk. We need to do that. In some clients like the UK, if I export and I insure my proceeds, if I don't get paid 6 months from the date of due payment, the insurance will pay me. And the government insurance can go over that buyer to get the payment. Why can't we do the same in Nigeria?
I mean, Dr. Ayimibo, you are really, really hitting the nail on the head. And Everything just points to the fact that we can do better. We have the land, we have the soil, we have the good climates to make sure that we reap the maximum benefit from agriculture. But then what we don't have currently, right, and it's not that we lack it, but we just don't have it, government support.
Let me butcher that point. 70% of Nigerian farmers, 70%, are said to be peasants. 70%. About 40-50% of our produce perish as post-harvest losses.
Just imagine that.
70% peasant, 40-50% post-harvest losses. We have not utilized up to half of our arable land. According to the statistics, Nigeria is the largest producer of cassava, largest producer of yam, 14th largest producer of maize, 12th in rice, 4th in palm oil, 4th in vegetable, 2nd in sorghum, 11th in tomato, 4th in peanut, 8th in pineapple, 5th in millet, 11th in mango, 6th in pawpaw, 14th in soybeans, 3rd in ginger, 4th in cocoa, 13th in rubber, and 12th in cashew.
Mind blowing.
If we can begin to get mechanization, if we can begin to utilize more of our arable land, and if we develop technology to reduce poverty, just imagine how much Nigeria can do as far as agri is concerned.
Kai, this is mind blowing, completely mind shattering statistics you've released, Dr. Ayimibo. Let's go to the telephone lines, listen to a couple calls before we now move on to other areas of our conversation this morning. Lagos, you've been listening to the show all morning, and let me hear from you. If you are in the agri-business or agri-export business, or you want to, you know, venture into it, this is the moment to talk to an expert. Dr. Ayimibo is here to answer your questions. 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993. Or call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female-only line is 01-465-7190 for female callers and female callers only. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please.
You have Mr. Mba online.
Welcome.
Surely, I'm not surprised about the number that your guests are measuring. But where I'm surprised is government is not helping at all. If you consider, you see, we are the seventh oil producing country. Yeah, we import fuel. What we have since 1960 up to today, we are import fuel. And today, all of us have seen it. Even if the fuel is scarce. Okay, now let us talk about our farmers. We have all those things, but will Fulani herdsmen allow our farmers? And today, all of us are suffering.
Thank you for calling me. Look, so let's be very clear about what this conversation is all about. I didn't bring up this conversation for you to calling and attack the government and say things that you've been saying all year round. I mean, decades, you know. Let's leave the space for people who actually have questions concerning the business. Do you understand me? I mean, I appreciate your time. I appreciate for, but there will be other shows where you can call in and complain about those things. But for today, please, let's respect the purpose for which we have brought up this topic. Okay, thank you. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You're calling the female line, sir.
Okay,
yes, this is the female line. I'm going to tie another female caller now. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, please.
Okay, please, I have this mix up. When it has to do with imported goods, why are they cheaper? And the locally made goods that we have here are expensive. So is it that locally made food is supposed to be expensive and imported goods cheaper? And what else, and if I want to go into export, what is government doing about storage? You know, storage and also, yes, just about storage.
Thank you, Joy. Dr. Ayimibo, she wanted to know why locally made, you know, food are more expensive, or goods are more expensive than imported ones. And of course,
it's the storage efficiency issue. Efficiency in production. The people have high yield per hectare, and government have a lot of support to be able to reduce the cost of doing the business with a lot of intensive. Some of them have also tax incentive. to be able to. But more importantly is that they are very efficient in production, particularly as far as yield per hectare is concerned.
So it's cheaper for them to do business with all those things. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shirley.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Adekoya. I'm actually calling from Lekki.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to ask, is there any way we could have a like a seminar or training where your guests will be able to introduce some of us that are into the agri business to customers abroad where you can like process and supply those shrimps to?
Right, the value chain.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. That's another great question, Dr. Emibor. I know that you have a show on Wednesdays at 6:15 here on Nigeria Info, but please attend to that.
Yeah. Now, that question is very important. The mortality rate of businesses in Nigeria is high. But for exports, because of the higher level of complexity, is higher. I've been monitoring the data since 2006, and I've seen some businesses consistently in the business, but many other businesses have come in and have had to fall out because of what he just said, capacity building. You know, sometimes our people want to do business. I tell people that even if you are deep water business, no matter what the business is, you will save yourself a lot of headache and mistakes and errors and losses by just learning. It might cost you some money, but it pays off at the end of the day. Someone said you either learn by education or by experience. Experience means you have a loss, you now learn what you are not supposed to do or what you could have done differently. So we have capacity building programs. We call it from export novice to export legend. Export novice to export legend. You can join us 6:15 at Stambik IBTC discourse on AFCFTA every Wednesday on this same station. And you can get to know a lot about that.
6:15 every Wednesday. That's tomorrow at 6:15. It's sponsored by Stambik IBTC. So please tune in and you'll get to learn a lot, a lot. I learned from that show myself. It's fun. It's interactive. It's just like Sandra. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
May God bless you and good bless you. God will still keep us above Jews. But what I want to ask you is that what of our farms, land and earth, men? I want you to talk about it because then they cause food insecurity. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. Dr. Emibo, I would prefer that you address this as well about the food inflation. Now, what are the causes of food inflation really?
No, they are very correct. Sincerely, it's not just us, man. It's the... I export pap. The lady that... supply me that pap I export to the UK, increase her prices, and I ask why. And she said her supplier of corn in the north said they pay taxes to go to their farm to the kidnappers, so they don't just get abducted from their farm. Sincerely, government need to deal with this matter. Sincerely, it's a big challenge and it's contributing significantly. So those that are able to go to their farm have to pay taxes. So this guy to be able to assess their farm. And that is significantly contributing to our cause. Apart from what I talked about in efficiency, because even when I bought the corn, we didn't have this bag. So we still have the inefficiency problem in terms of cost. But this is now adding to the layer of complexity. I think it's very important, government, taking very seriously.
Let's look at Fola. Fola is on the line. Fola, hi. Good morning to you.
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, we can hear you. Please go on.
My number one complaint is it's not only government, we are also having, I have a farm in Abeokuta.
Okay.
Palm Kernel Farm.
Okay.
My brother, if I tell you how frustrating it is to deal with, not government, too, the workers. Every one of them comes to collect money. They always think of what they want to get out of it. They are not ready to do the work. So it's so frustrating that as at this point, I'm even thinking of giving up the farm. I must tell you the truth. It's very frustrating.
What exactly do they do apart from, what do they do on the farm?
Okay, they are supposed to be there, take care of the farm, weed,
Yeah.
And make sure there are no animals coming in, because some palm kernel nuts, they are this, what's the name of thing, a squirrel, or what's the name of this animal?
Yeah.
Comes there to eat up all those things.
Hmm.
So when they see people around, if you make this fire in the night, they can't come in. Hmm. So they know that there are people around there.
Yeah.
One, they will not stay, they will not weed, they will collect money, they will lie that they've done that. Hmm. By the time you get to the farm, maybe after a week,
yeah,
they've done nothing.
Hmm.
You gave them money to plant corn, they didn't do anything.
Hmm.
So it's frustrating. Farming in Nigeria, I must tell you the truth.
Right.
That at this point, I'm even thinking of giving it up. Telling it to whoever that is interested in it.
Hmm.
Then number two.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I pass by these women selling, what's the name? Oranges, pineapple, and all the other things.
Yeah.
Like the man said, he said most of these products, before they get to the market, they already perished.
Hmm.
Is there nothing we can do about it?
Storage.
Like sometimes I look at that orange, I tell myself, is there nothing we can do about it? Even at the point they are, can't we produce something with it? I'm seriously interested in all those products, like, even if they are at the verge of perishing, can't we do something out with that?
To at least improve the value chain there. Fola, thank you. Dr. Emi, but we have a very limited time left. Yes.
Now, one thing I think, for the lady, I think it would be good for her to sell the farm and concentrate on the intermediate. Now, for farming in Nigeria, if you be able to be fully on ground to monitor as frequently as possible, instead of staying in the primary end of the value chain, you can stay within the value chain, maybe secondary processing or primary processing, rather the primary production.
Yeah.
I think that would be better to just lose money. Mm. And there are people who have system in place to ensure they get the farm to do what it needs to do.
Right.
So I think it would be a better advice. But talking about staying within the value chain,
right?
You know, there are businesses in Nigeria today that are into drying.
Mm.
And I think Nigeria needs to begin to take this very seriously. Drying.
Mm.
A lot of fruits and produce can be dried and sold as snack, particularly fruits.
Mm.
From mango to pineapple to different products. That people, it's already happening in Nigeria, I mean, that we're not there yet. So this drying, and the dryer that can make this, some of this dryer can be in such a way that there will be minimal loss in nutrient, because it doesn't dry very fast, it dries slowly for a long period. I think that's an area we should begin to consider to be able to reduce significantly our produce. I mean, the losses in our produce, rather, so we'll be able to still be able to sell rather than just losing everything because of
post-harvest
losses.
All right. Dr. Emi, but again, let me confirm and, you know, reiterate that your show is coming up tomorrow at 6:15. It's a weekly program sponsored by IBDC Bank at 6:15 Wednesday here on Nigeria. Immediately after the news at 6. 6:15, Dr. Emi will be here with Sunday University, and they will talk exports and all of the questions that you want, you can go ask. It's a weekly show. This one is just a one-off, just to get your year, you know, started on a good note in case you are looking to venture into agri and agribusiness this year. Dr. Emi, how can people reach you very quickly?
All right. You can reach us on 0809-124-4449.
Can you say that again?
0809.
Yeah.
0809-124-4449. You can also visit our YouTube channel,
okay,
Voice of African Trade. We have a lot of materials there, trainings that you can get for free.
Hmm.
Voice of African Trade.
Hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ayemi Paul.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Papa, mama, brother, sister.
This Lagos must work for all of us.
Everybody down Eko.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.